Blackstone Audiobooks presents Charity by Len Dayton. Chapter 1. January 1988. The Moscow to Paris Express Train. A bloated vampire moon drained all life and colour from the world. The snow-covered land came speeding past the train. It was grey and ill-defined, marked only by a few livid cottages and limitless black forest grizzled with snow. No roads. The railway did not follow any road. It cut through the land like a knife. I had seen enough of this cheerless country. I tugged the window blind down, grabbing at a brass rubbish bin to keep my balance as the clattering train argued with a badly maintained section of track. Sometimes, at night, people also succumbed. Jim Prettyman's complexion, which had always been pale, was ashen under the dim overhead light. Inert on the top berth, a rosary dangling from his white-skinned hand. On the other, a gold wedding ring and a massive gold Rolex wristwatch indicating 9:30 in the morning. It wasn't 9:30 here for us. His watch had stopped. Or perhaps that was the right time in Moscow. We were a long way from Moscow, and for us it was still night. Jim stirred, as if my stare had disturbed his sleep, but his eyelids didn't move. He made a noise, a deep breath, and then a stifled groan that ended in a subdued nasal snort as he snatched his arm down under the blanket and resumed his sleep. Jim was tough and wiry, but his appearance had never been athletic. Now his white face, with the vestigial eyebrows, made him look like a corpse, prettified and readied for the relatives. Jim had picked up some kind of infection of the liver, or maybe it was the kidneys. The Russian hospital doctors said they could treat it, but since their diet...